This is Andrew for Geek News Central, coming to you from the Gadget Show live in Birmingham, England. I'm with Joe from VRGo, who have a solution to the problem of movement within virtual reality with a locomotion chair, I think they want to call it. So, Joe, tell us a little bit more about this.
Yeah, so the VRGo chair is a way of intuitively walking around the virtual space. Simply by tilting or turning on the chair, you'll start walking through the virtual space. It's hands-free, which means you can use gun controller devices, or you can bring your hands into the virtual space. It's incredibly intuitive. People can pick it up within seconds, and it can also help with some of the feelings of sickness that some people get, because you've actually got physical input. So what you see correlates with what your body feels.
Okay, so I mean, to describe it to me, it looks a bit like a large Weeble with a flat top that you kind of sit on.
Yeah. The chair was actually inspired by the Weeble chair, so it'll actually self-right itself. It's weight in the base. Because it's weight in the base, it gives stability. It's easier to pivot, so it'll actually turn in 360 degrees. It's got sculpted seats, so it's got more control, and then it charges and turns on and off from the faceplate at the front of the device.
Okay, so and you mentioned, I mean, it obviously has multiple degrees of freedom. You can lean forwards, backwards, and you can swivel.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so it's got full freedom in 360 degrees and in tilting in any direction. It connects as either a joypad, which gives you full analog motion. So basically, the further you tilt forward, the faster you'll walk. And also connects as a keyboard input. So if you tilt for more than 10 degrees, you'll actually start running. So it'll be like pressing W and shift at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how does it actually communicate? Is it Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, cable?
Yeah. So it's completely wireless, connects via a low latency Bluetooth connection. That's great in that it connects to both mobile devices, such as the Samsung Gear VR, and also PC devices. So it will connect to Oculus and HTC Vive.
Okay, and you've been part of the British Inventors Project?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we were selected to be part of the Inventors Project, which is it's a great honour for us, and we're having a fantastic reception today.
Okay, and how far along are you on your production journey?
We launched a Kickstarter back in December, and we were fully funded. We're manufacturing them now, and we're going to be delivering them to the Kickstarter backers sort of next month or so. Yeah.
Okay, and what's the, if you like, the final retail price expected to be?
We're probably going to be retailing for $250 for the original VRGo, but we're also developing a slightly sort of cheaper version that we're going to be retailing probably about £100.
That's great. And if people want to know more, do you have a website?
Yeah, it's www.vrgochair.com.
That's great. Look, thanks very much, Joe.
Great. Thank you.